Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Texans are dead last in points against. They have given up the most points of anyone in the league, which is, I mean, had you told me that before the season, I would have said that's just unfathomable.
Yeah.
But here we are, and they did. And no one's talking about that Mike Vrabel. No one's talking about him looking for a new job.
Oh, and he should be. I've been talking about it now for a month.
Yep.
No one listens to me. I think I might think about trading Clowney if I can get a package for him. Because one thing, you pick up some draft picks, and you're going to have to pay him big. So you've already paid JJ big. Now you're gambling that he's going to come back healthy. But you might be able to fill three holes with that.
I think he's the best player on the team.
I agree. I don't know if he's better than DeAndre Hopkins is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could see an argument for Hopkins, but I'd rather have a Jadeveon Clowney on my team than a DeAndre Hopkins.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, some of that was what we talked about, but a lot of other stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. And we wish to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
Welcome in, mappers.
Hope you guys are having a great day. We'll give you a traffic report later for those of you who are in that zone. But you know what's happening tonight at 7? Soccer Matters.
Yeah.
With the Glenn Davis. Are you doing that too, Tyler?
No, Jose's taken over that show.
Oh, Jose's doing it now?
Yep.
Jose's working a lot now.
He is. I think the cat's out of the bag. He's full-time now.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Totally overrated employee.
Well, we're going to put his butt to work on SportsMap, too. Tyler's going to be doing a bunch of videos for us.
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, well, that's where
we really want to edit video.
We're going to crank that up next week, so we've got a lot of people who will be doing them. It's going to be a lot of fun for SportsMap, the website, not SportsMap 94.1, the radio station, just to clarify. All right, you had something you wanted to get to.
Yeah, I had some correspondence between a kid named Jeremy and Santa Claus.
Jeremy spoke in class.
I think it's a different
today.
Jeremy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he kind of died, I think, in the song. Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert, yeah. Dear Santa, and it's D-E-E-R.
So like reindeer.
Like reindeer. I am writing, R-I-T-I-N-G, this on the day after Xmas, and I am very sad. I only received two of the presents I asked for, or one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, C-O-O-K-Y-S, I will assume... A-S-O-O-M, that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy.
Or else what?
And then there's a written letter from Santa.
Okay.
It's actually typed out. I'm guessing his parents are, they're the kind of parents who type out letters from Santa.
Don't tell kids that.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. Dear Jeremy. I'm sorry you're disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year. Santa. Well, Jeremy responds, and this time it's getting ugly. Dear Fatty, your threats don't scare me at all. I played your game, and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week, and then you will pay. Jeremy, P.S. I don't know why you care that it is expensive when you have elf slaves to make things for you. I think you are naughty for having slaves.
This is a total fake. It's a total fake. But go ahead. It's funny.
It made me laugh. Dear Jeremy, you are being a very bad little boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I have talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I'm very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will need to be an extra good boy this year if you want to make it back on the nice list. Dear Santa, I do not like that stunt you pulled with my parents. You are on my naughty list now. Be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill. Enjoy your cookies next year. They will be poison. I hope you die, Jeremy.
That's fake. But it's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. So he said, Fred, just got back from Costa Rica. You got to make it out there. Great trip. Marijuana and prostitution is legal there. Well, I don't really.
Great, no, thanks.
Great fishing. Yeah, I would go for the fishing and the marijuana and the casinos and, you know, the monkey tours and stuff. I've been wanting to go to Costa Rica. It's on my list.
We actually, I'll be there in February.
Well, yeah.
Ugh.
We were going to go over Christmas, and then it was too expensive. So then we were going to go to Belize, and then we both wound up working. So at some point, I'm going to get down there. I just don't know when it's going to be because, like, for the next 6 months, I'm either going to be at the racetrack or we'll be traveling for work. So it's not going to happen before summer, and I don't really want to go in the summer. So I don't know, but I want to get there.
I'm just that dude that I'm happy here in America.
I'll give you a full review whenever I come back.
Okay. I hear great things about
it. I'm going for a bachelor party, too, so we may end up partaking in all of those, all of the above.
Well, you're perfectly within your rights to do that. If I go, it'll be with the wife, so I don't think the prostitute thing's going to happen. At least not unless she's passed out somewhere. Kidding. Joseph? Is that a Joseph? Okay.
Joseph.
Go.
Joseph, sports.
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports again.
Hey. It's long time listener, first time caller. You guys keep me entertained on my way home from work. So what I want to talk about is the Texans. Basically, it's the whole quarterback situation, but to more intent. In the flashback, y'all mentioned that DeAndre Hopkins is the best player on the Texans.
Well, Fred, I
cannot agree more. Sir?
Fred said DeAndre Hopkins was the best. I think Jadeveon Clowney is the best player on the Texans.
I'm leaning more towards DeAndre, but, you know, to each his own. The beef I have with the Texans is basically it's their quarterback that everybody hates. But I feel Hopkins is going to do the same thing that Johnson did, but sooner. He's going to leave, and then we're not going to have any offensive.
Well, he just signed, he signed an extension. They're not worried about it.
He's not going anywhere.
If you're thinking about the future beyond DeAndre Hopkins' deal, you're thinking too far ahead.
I don't know. I think we got confused there. I think we confused people a little bit when we were talking about it because you made it sound like you'd rather trade DeAndre Hopkins, and that was not the case.
No, that's not
what
I'm saying.
You mentioned at all.
No, I was just saying that I don't want to trade the best player on my team, and then we discussed who was the better player. But, I don't think you trading DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think it's feasible to trade DeAndre
Hopkins. Yeah, so that's not even an issue. But I do think it is feasible to trade Clowney.
I do, but I just don't like the idea of it as all.
I get that. I just also, I don't know that I'm ever going to get more out of him than I'm getting right now. And while can I replace him individually? No. But, boy, if I can get two or three players at holes that I have elsewhere, I might think about it. I don't know that you can't. I don't know what the market would pay you for him, frankly. I don't know that you'd get back what he's worth. But,
yeah,
he's going to get a big raise.
You don't see players like him traded all that often. Like players,
we're seeing a lot more. I mean, especially with draft picks, these guys throwing draft picks for quarterbacks and stuff. You're seeing a lot more of this stuff. When we first started doing this show, it was ridiculous to even consider anything like that.
Yeah.
Now it's really not. I mean, the whole Trent Richardson deal at the time kind of started it. It's like, oh, there's no way you're going to trade for a guy like that. Of course, he turned out to be a bum, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Let's try Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, gentlemen. Great show. I have a comment about that Tokyo flight before I get to my Derek Carr comment. Wouldn't that bonus be on the airlines for the gate agent to realize that he really screwed up, he or she, and they shouldn't have ever been on that flight if they would have just checked the ticket?
Yeah. I mean, believe me, I would not be – I'd be expecting something from that airline if that happened.
And my Derek Carr comment is – I can't – after the two-part comment, Cooper, what happened to him? He disappeared this year. He was never the same after that concussion in that Broncos game, as you can imagine. But even before then, he wasn't he wasn't making the catches and all the drop balls by Roberts and Cook and everybody. But also Derek Carr, I think I talked to somebody connected with the Raiders, and they said that since that injury, he's been playing scared, and he hasn't been going through his progressions because of that back injury, obviously. But he's really regressed this year, and it's really a disappointment because I had high hopes that they're going to make the playoffs. I'd like to get your comments, and I'll listen on the radio. Thanks. Great show.
All right, man. Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, I think everybody's disappointed in what Derek Carr did this year. And granted, this happens a lot in the NFL with young quarterbacks. They'll have a couple good years, and then they'll have a down year. And the good ones come back, and they're better.
Well, and I think he has a bit of an excuse. I don't think he came back the same player from last year's injury. I mean, he's shown some flashes. And I agree. Amari Cooper's been awful.
He has been.
And
you know what? Michael Crabtree wasn't that good either.
And a lot of times when a guy gets hurt for the first time like that, there's an adjustment period. There's a mental adjustment period. And I'm going to throw Marcus Mariota in the same boat. I don't think he quite came back right either. And that doesn't mean they weren't able to go out there and play at a decent level. But those were two guys, especially Carr, who was on the verge of playing at an MVP level last year. So I think that had a little bit to do with it. And when you get, especially with an injury like that, if it affects you a little bit, then maybe you don't have quite as much zip on the ball. Maybe you start compensating. We see this all the time with quarterbacks when they're just not right. And I think, Mariota's had some other, nagging things this year too, where he's not quite the same quarterback. And I know you mentioned that that's why you wonder if Deshaun Watson's going to come back the same. And I would say a knee worries me less than stuff like backs and shoulders.
Well, for Derek Carr, honestly, his knee injury or his broken leg was more serious than his back. Cam Newton had that same back injury that Derek Carr did, and he missed one game.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it affects different people different ways.
Yeah.
It affects your throw angle. And sometimes you if you don't feel you have the velocity, you force the ball a little sooner. I mean, there's a lot of little things that can contribute to you not playing at a very high level. And I don't know that any of these things are true, but I'm just making an excuse for him, but I don't think he's really been as physically healthy anywhere near what he was last year when he was playing at a high level. So a year off, you get all that stuff fixed, I think you can come back.
But either way, and I don't want to put it all on Carr and the receivers, because the play calling has not asked for a lot down the field either. And like even at the end of that game, the Eagles game, where it looked like, they were going to try to get down and kick a field goal to tie it, and they were throwing like screens when they're down to maybe 2-3 plays tops before they have to get down there and try to kick a field goal, and they're throwing screens. It's like,
yeah,
Well,
and I've seen that Jack Del Rio may be in some trouble too after this season.
It was definitely a disappointing season.
All right, I'll tell you what's not disappointing, Lions Poker Palace. And if you have not been over there yet, you need to get in on the action. You know what, AJ, you want to win $3,000?
I'd like that.
Guess what? Tonight, you can do it. 6:30 is when the tournament starts, so here in a few minutes, but they'll take buy-ins up until 7:45. $80 plus a $20 seat fee, and then you get $80 unlimited rebuys for the first five levels. So $3,000 guaranteed to first place. And if you've not been in this place yet, it is a palace. The tournaments are fantastic. You get lots of players. And, man, I just love this place. I'm definitely going to get over there again this week. And it is absolutely a palace, and it's run by great people. I love it.
Maybe I'm spoiled, but I like to play in a nice poker room. And, if I walk in and the place is looking dingy, I don't want to spend much time there. That's the great thing about Lions is you walk in, you feel like you are in a high-end Vegas poker room. They've got TVs all over the place. If you like to watch TV while you play, they've got late-night food menu. They do it all. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for tournaments and events information. You can find or just go check them out for yourself is what I would say. 6134 Richmond Avenue. That's the spot to go check them out. Mention that you heard about them here on ESPN. You'll get the first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Call in into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. Time for Beth.
Pillow talk.
Hello.
I have to say, this is the first time that you guys have made me completely uncomfortable about this segment before it even started. So congratulations.
No, this is not the first time.
No, usually you're...
Many times.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you say so.
Yes. But that's okay. Even if you're uncomfortable... You laugh about it, we laugh together, and it's okay, right? That's what kind of happens. And that's what happens at Darling Way. I tell everybody, look around, laugh your butts off, right? Touch everything, and that's okay. I don't understand why people think that just because we're talking about sex, that it's somehow it's so serious we're not allowed to laugh. So I think it is weird and silly and crazy.
No,
and
women
stuff.
Usually laugh when they see me naked, so that's...
Hopefully they're laughing with you.
No, they're laughing at me.
No?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't, that's not nice. You know, I don't ever want that, but I do think I laugh in the bedroom all the time. And I'm telling you, I had one guy who said, oh, I hope you don't laugh in bed. And I never went out with him again. Why would I want to have all sorts of great, sexy stuff and not be able to laugh about it? So I don't know. I think that's the best thing. So we're doing a workshop in January at Darling Way that is on oral sex, on pleasing a man. And one of the things I put in the description is we are going to laugh our butts off at that. There's just no doubt. They're going to have things for people to practice on and party favors for them to take home. How could we do that and not laugh like
couldn't
crazy?
You just play the Andy Dick scene from Old School?
I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit more constructive than that, but I definitely should gather some, you know, some clips of different things and have those available, because that could be fun. But I think, like, don't men, one of the complaints I hear frequently is that men don't get enough of that. Do y'all hear that from maybe?
Get enough of what, exactly?
Of oral pleasure from their partners.
You could always use more.
Yeah. And don't you, like, feel like kind of a king when that happens?
No.
No, it's just no big deal?
No, I don't like to think like that. I just like to think like she's going out of her way to,
To do something special for you, right? Yeah, you feel special. I think it's really nice. And a lot of women are just a little bit hesitant to do it for whatever reasons, or they don't know how, or they think it's weird or anything. And so I think by talking about it and stuff, I think it's going to be great fun. I'm excited to do this workshop. So
are you teaching the workshop?
Yeah, I'm going to teach the workshop.
You're the instructor, huh?
I'm going to be the instructor. Uh-huh.
You're the, you're an expert in this?
Well, Let's see. Children, listen, I did have one of the nicest compliments I got once was from one of my my lovers, and he asked for my ex-husband's address. And I was like, why? And he said, I want to send him a thank you note. I thought that was really nice. So I laugh and I say, I'm a lawyer, right? I should have some good oral skills. I think that's important. So, but I think everybody should. And really, it's just because I'm willing to totally laugh my butt off about stuff. It's not because I know so much or anything. I just know enough to do stuff. And then I have fun. And that's the thing. So I can help a lot of other people have fun. So, yeah, that'll be it. So I'm hoping we're going to have people of all ages and people bring their friends and they'll come laugh. So if anybody's interested, by the way, and you can sign up, we've got an event on our Facebook page and our website and everything. And if you use the code word, promo code love, then you get a $10 discount because everybody needs more love.
Well, this doesn't have to be just women, though, right? This could be guys who want to take care of their guys.
This could be, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll do another one later for men on... for men to please their women.
You want me to teach that class?
Would you? Yes, I'd love to. I think we should do some sort of like a comedy sex ed, right? I think.
There's nothing comical about my oral pleasure skills.
Really?
Oh, no. They're strong.
Oh, well, that's good. But don't you laugh sometimes?
Giving oral?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No? When there's a weird noise or something like that, you don't laugh?
I'm focused on the goal.
Wow.
My eyes are on the prize.
I'm focused on the whole Sam Kinison bit. I'm doing the alphabet.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
Does that really work?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, Sam Kinison was a genius when it came to that. He was a genius about a lot of things. And then he died.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what. Like I am still grateful because I do feel like that's one of my strong suits. And I'm still grateful to a girl, I won't say her name, but in 10th grade, who basically told me, everything you're doing is wrong.
Right.
And at the time, I was like, oh, God, this is horrible. But she told me a better approach.
Mm-hmm.
And
it worked.
With that better approach, I had much more success. And I'm eternally grateful for that.
Yeah. You're so lucky that you got that early on in life, too. Most people do not. So, and for a lot of women, it's really hard. Well, one, you don't want to tell somebody in the middle of when they're doing it. Sometimes that's kind of hard. You want to give a little gentle instructions, but it's nice if people have some knowledge and information before they get started, so right. that in the midst of sexy fun, you're just giving a little bit of direction. Oh, please, more, harder, something, you know, those kinds of things, as opposed to, okay, stick your tongue out and start here and then da 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 and go there. So I don't know, but I just think in 2018, are y'all making resolutions? New Year's resolution?
I'm going to do a couple this year.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
I'm not
business-wise?
Sure. No, it's personal stuff.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
I don't like to do New Year's resolutions, but I am doing a healthy cleanse in January, so I'm going to go a sober month.
Ooh.
Which I realized that I always do. Every year for the past 6 or 7, I've done one because I've always had a fight or some kind of a competition that I was doing. So I had a fight camp where 6 or 8 weeks I didn't drink and I ate well. And it just kind of, it's good for your body. And I realized in 2017, I didn't fight.
Oh.
So I just drank the whole year. I ate whatever I wanted all year. And it's probably good for me to hit a reset button and give my body a little bit of a break.
Yeah. I like the idea of a reset button, though. I think that's kind of good. I of course, am advocating for people to hit the reset button on the way that they love and who they love and loving more. So, but I think that's kind of good. So you should think about that, too, as you're cleansing your whole body and stuff, right? Starting fresh, doing new things with your partner, with your wife, and pleasing her, or learning new tricks or setting up new things. Because more than anything else, it's amazing how much our love lives will keep us healthier and happier and they make everything else more just easier to deal with and way more fun. So that's so I hope people are going to resolve for that. Resolve for love in 2018. That's my kind of goal. So teach more, reach more.
You have a show this weekend?
I do have a show this weekend. This is the Art of the Tease. It's the on Love and Laughter with Beth. It's Kiki Maroon from... She's hysterical. She's a comedian. She's got her burlesque show. She's on a podcast.
I think I've seen her.
She's with Outlaw Dave podcast and Whiskey
Whiskey Brothers.
Whiskey Brothers.
Yeah, I was actually at their Christmas party Friday night.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, they were terrific.
And they're so cool. She's so smart and fun. And so it's all about burlesque, which is the art of the tease, and how you can take those skills and everything home and employ them with your lover and yourself to make things more fun and build up. Because I keep saying people don't have to do freaky stuff. Like Fred says, you don't have to be into floggers and crazy stuff romantically to still just have a lot of fun and never run out of different things to do. So everybody takes their clothes off, and it's just a question.
It's true.
The burlesque women, God, and the burlesque men, they take their clothes off in ways that are so sexy. They make taking off a glove look hot as heck and so exciting. So Kiki had some good tips to share with us. So that'll be 10 p.m. on Saturday night. And
excellent.
Yes. I'm very excited. She was really fun. So I want to go to her shows now and stuff, too. Have you been to a burlesque show?
No.
Oh, wow.
I've actually been to a couple of them here.
Yeah.
In town. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm actually anti-tease.
Anti-tease. You just want to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
I'm like a dude who, like, I don't like lingerie because I just like to be naked and have sex.
Yeah. And that's okay. I think some guys are, but you also have a partner, and it may be that your partner needs a little bit more. And frankly, even if you really like, I'm not very good at teasing either. You know, I just blurt things out and everything like that.
Right.
So, but sometimes we all have to do something a little bit different because that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah.
So even if you're not into that kind of tease, but doing it is kind of like, okay, I'm ready. I'm so impatient. I'm ready. And that's kind of cool too. And meanwhile, your partner's enjoying it and dragging it out. And that's a way for her to sort of torment you, is to tease and tease and tease.
Yeah.
And there's fun in that power. So, yeah. I don't know. But I can't dance and stuff. And Kiki just, I don't know. She's like a real person. In fact, she does a burlesque clown. Can you imagine a dressing up like a clown and then doing it as burlesque?
Cause no.
I couldn't.
That's not sexy at all.
I know.
I don't like that.
And somehow she makes it sexy.
I don't believe it.
Well, see? So we'll have to go see one of her shows, and then you'll have to figure it out. Because, I kind of like that. So.
Well, tell people where the shop is.
The shop, Darling Way, at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And, come see us. Private consults. We'll talk about anything. I'll help you figure out how to resolve with your partner to love more and love differently and have more fun in 2018. So, yay. I can't believe it's the start of a new year already. So, I'm wishing everybody love and laughter.
We wish the same to you.
Thank you. At least with y'all, I have it every single week.
Murky asks, will you have a live member like the scene in Sex and the City at your oral thing?
Oh, so we won't do nudity.
Okay.
Let's just say we won't do nudity.
Hard pass.
But like I said, we're going to have little party favors for everybody to try. And by the way, guys, this would be a great thing if you want your lover to go. Sign her up. Give this as a little New Year's extra gift and stuff, and then promise her that you'll do the same.
How do you keep her classes from taking that the wrong way, though? What if you sign her up and say, hey, I signed you up for this class? Means you're kind of bad at it would be the response most of them are going to give.
No, I think it should be that because we say even if you're good at something, right, even if you think you're a good golfer, you go out to classes or lectures, you know, whatever workshops, or you get a golf pro, and that's like a big thing. So you could be really good at it and still learn even more. So maybe there are questions about how deep you can go, things like that. Maybe we'll talk about techniques. We'll talk about different lubes. We'll talk about positions. So I don't think anybody ever knows everything about anything, particularly when it comes to sexy fun. So I promise there'll be something that they'll learn, and it's just fun. And like I said, and then the guy can say, and he's going to go when it comes to time to pleasing her. So I think it's a good thing all the way around, but you're right. Do it with the right approach and stuff. Yeah.
Just don't want to get people in trouble here.
Yeah. No.
I want to send you to the seminar because you're not very good at what you do.
No, just say, but I love it. You're so good. And I just want to know, I want you to go. And I tell people all the time, if I'm wrong, right, if they come and they didn't learn anything, then tell me. And I'll do something to make it up to them because I shoot straight. So, think of it as a challenge. Tell them to come and see what they learn, or maybe they know it all and they can teach the class next month. That's okay too.
All right. So, then.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
And I think it's a good time to go out to the shop too. If you've got a New Year's resolution, you want to work on your marriage or something, there's a lot of great ways to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of You know, again, for, if you're a tame person like me, there's a ton of stuff that helps. So,
yeah,
like a foxtail. Everyone could use
a
foxtail.
But the foxtail, it's not going to happen.
Lotions and potions and kissables and lubes and flavored. Like I said, yes, there's all sorts of something fun. And yeah, there is definitely something for everyone. I haven't had anybody who came in who was interested in love and romance who didn't find something that they would really enjoy. So that's, if you're not interested in love and romance, that's probably not good. But then you need to come talk to me and then I'll help you find a way to get into it. In fact, I just had a text from a woman today who told me 15 months ago she came in. So right shortly after I opened the shop, and she had gone through a miserable, horrible divorce. She's like, I don't think I ever want to have sex again. And now she has been with this man who loves her to death. She's like, we're doing ribbons. We tie things up. We do touch and tease. We do, you know, outside fun, whatever it is. It's just, she said, I just cannot believe. I had no idea that sex could be this much fun, and I sure as heck never thought I'd find it in her 50s. And it's amazing, and that can happen, but you just have to, be willing to open up a little bit and let it happen, so.
Well, if I get divorced, I'm getting a sex robot, and I'm never having anything to do with you again. Women.
I was going to say, not wait
you,
a minute.
With all women.
All women. I'm having nothing to do with any of you.
No, and I don't believe that. That's probably the same way. I know. It's the same way you probably, after your last divorce, you said, I'm never going to get married again.
He'll just buy hookers from now on.
No.
He won't.
No.
He loves women. He loves a relationship too much, or he wouldn't be married.
I want a sex robot that will do what I tell it, and that's it.
I know. I want you to have a sex robot that does what it tells you.
If I'm divorced, I believe I'm done.
You are so not done.
I really am. Like, I just don't have interest in a relationship.
But again, it's like saying,
like, okay, marriage is so hard.
I know, but you got married once, and men especially get married.
I'm not saying I wouldn't hook up with chicks again.
No, I know, but you'd want a relationship.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't,
especially because you don't even like to go out that much. So
exactly.
You want somebody at home.
No,
otherwise you'd have to go out and find women to hook up with.
No, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
See, I will have failed 3.5 times. I've learned my lesson at that point.
There's apps for that.
I just don't think. It's just like people say, when I have cancer, my mother always said she would, you know, she'd commit suicide before anything, blah, blah, blah. She lived with cancer for 14 years, right? It's just, you never know. And there's this drive in us that makes us want partners. We want love. We might be afraid of it. We might have been hurt by it. But I swear there's a part in almost every single person. And it's just a question of how buried it is. But we want love. We want companionship. We want romance, and we want some sexual fun.
And some of us just want a sex robot.
Yeah.
That's it.
But if you got that, I think then you'd want something else.
Nope. Huh? Nope.
Okay. Well, I hope that we don't find out. I hope that you...
Yeah, I think we're okay on that.
Happy,
but
married,
but
and
you never know. I mean, she could always want to upgrade.
She could.
Yeah.
She could big time.
No, but you're awesome, so...
No, I'm not.
You are so awesome.
All right. No, so, show 10 o'clock on Saturday night, and yes. When's the workshop again?
The workshop is on January 16th, Tuesday, January 16th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 at Darling Way. And the code, if you register online, use the promo code LOVE for $10 off.
And guys, if you screwed up on your Christmas gifts, it's not too late. Go over there and buy something from Beth, and she'll set you right.
No, because New Year's, here I am talking. So New Year's, make New Year's count. Good gosh, love well on New Year's. Do not just get drunk and have lousy, boring sex.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, don't have good, fun, wonderful sex. Make it memorable.
Make it count.
Start
incoherent.
It with a big bang.
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's
our tradition,
fun.
Though.
Oh, no. It's a terrible...
Our tradition is me getting drunk and then, like, wallowing like a walrus on top of her until I finish, and then falling asleep, and then waking up, and it's a new year.
Oh my gosh. I just don't really think she would like that too much.
She loves it. It's tradition.
Okay, well, guys, if that is your partner, then feel free. Be a fat walrus and lounge around,
yes.
And that's okay. You can,
yes.
If that's what makes you happy, I want everybody to be happy.
Don't try to change my traditions.
Nope, if that makes you happy. But if you actually want to have some fun, you want to wake up with a real smile and a real sense of adventure and some excitement and love more on 2018, then really do something for New Year's Eve. And I don't care if your kids go to bed and you just like touch each other, massage each other, watch a silly movie together, snuggle up, get naked. I don't care. Just kiss for 2 hours. I don't care what it is. Just really make it fun. Make it count and make it something that you both are happy about. And make sure you're starting off the year with lots of
love. I'm probably going to fall asleep on the couch, to be honest.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound that exciting. I just got.
No, we're not even going to stay up till midnight. We got a 10K on the first.
So. My wife,
but that's okay. You can have your sexy fun early
on. Having
the bed
to herself. That's a good gift.
Well, that's fine, but make it some sexy fun. Give her hell. Just make a draw a bath for her. Give her a romantic bath. Put a candle and some bubble bath. Bring her a glass of wine while she's in the bathtub. Offer to wash her back. It doesn't even have to involve any sort of sex per se, right? Just make it something special. Go out of your way. And
if there's no sex, I'm not really that interested, let's be honest.
You know, I'm trying to make this a two-way street. The more interested you get her, the more interested she is in sex. I keep trying to tell y'all, you gotta turn her on. Head, heart, and hot pocket.
No.
Head, heart, and hot pocket.
You just
that's
get on
the
top
way
of her
to turn any woman on.
Walrus it up. All right, Beth, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, y'all. Happy, happy, happy New Year to everybody out there. I'll see you soon.
All right. You're going to take a quick break. It's a
I've got a bitch about something on the other side of this break.
Okay.
About our boys over at the Chronicle.
Your boys. What'd they do now?
I'll tell you on the other side. It ain't nice, though.
All right. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a
paradise and it's a war zone. Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And real quickly, Beth's show will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday, not 10. Hey, was I supposed to come back with something here? Yeah, so...
Or we can do it at the end.
No, we'll do it right now.
Okay.
Because guess who is back today? Live Greyhound racing at Gulf Greyhound Park. It started today, and it will, if you want to see live Greyhound racing, your next chance is going to be Friday at noon. But they have real live Greyhounds racing around there again, and you can bring the entire family. This is their 25th anniversary. They got food trucks, exciting racing from some action from some of the greatest Greyhounds bred in Texas and across the nation. And it was really cool to see. My brother was tweeting out a lot of Periscope stuff today from the track. Bunch of people down there just happy to see live Greyhounds again. And they've got simulcasting. Now, you can always go down there and catch a simulcast of Greyhounds and Thoroughbreds down in Lamarck, Texas, Gulf Greyhound Park. But right now, live racing meet, and this is going to go until February. So not a lot of chances to get out there and see these dogs. So if you like live Greyhound racing, get down to Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. Get your wager on. Get that dog on. Get a chance to see some live racing. And Friday at noon is your next chance. Also, Saturday at noon, you can go out there. And then it's going to be next Wednesday. So you don't want to wait that long. Friday and Saturday, noon, Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. Get your Greyhound on.
Okay.
Okay, now we can talk.
Now we're back.
Yeah, See, I'm so used to the music after that, right? Because I was supposed to do that before the music. So Tyler was doing great until that and the fact that he didn't do deaths. So we have no deaths. But we can do your rant because...
Okay. The Houston Chronicle has shafted us in the past, right?
Yes, they have.
They like to pretend we don't exist.
Yeah, I for some reason, I think there's some bitterness over there towards me. I don't know why. All I ever did was make those people great again.
Do you know John Henry Pereira?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Well, he's never heard of us either. The Chronicles said they did a thing on cron.com today. It's got 128 pages in their slideshow. Because that's how the Chronicle survives now, is on slideshows.
Yeah, they're so
awful.
And
every fifth one is an ad. But, okay, that's how they do it. But they came up with one today that said, there are more than 100 voices in Houston radio, but it's likely you've never seen their faces. In attempts to fix that, we scoured our photo collection and each radio station's website to find official headshots and other images of disc jockeys around town. Occasionally, a few of them make appearances for charity events or fashion shows. Others make the round at local conventions like Houston's Comic Palooza.
Or some of us happen to go to bars and racetracks all the time.
So about 100 and I'll go 110 people that they put in this.
110 radio people in this city.
And neither of us made it.
Did they take anybody from our station?
Yeah. John.
Yeah.
Lance. Raheel.
That stuff usually doesn't bother me, but I got to tell you. F you guys, okay? what's that clown's name again?
Hey, man. John Dash Henry. So he's got two first names. John Henry. Pereira.
All right, John Henry Pereira, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go to Beth's seminar to learn how to do that, because that's what I want you to do to me.
You want him to worship your D?
Man, that's just... it's the longest running sports show in this city. And there's 100-something people. Well, I guarantee you haven't heard of half of them. And they're not going to put us on there. And you do it as a slideshow. They made you slide through that to not see us. Well, let me just say, that's one reason why I'm very proud of Sports Map. We don't do slideshows because we don't rip off our we don't rip off our advertisers by giving them false numbers because of slideshows. You know what else we don't do? We don't put the damn thing together in New York. We do it right here in town. So screw them, man. Honestly, I've had it with those people. Nobody cares about the Chronicle anymore. If you want to read something good, go to Culture Map or go to Sports Map. You want your news, get it from, you know what?
Here's some of the comments. Typical Chronicle-y article. Plenty of quantity, poor quality. No station listed in the captions. Captions for at least two pictures did not list the people in correct order. Funny how a large percentage of the depicted are, quote, weekend jocks. Shake my head. Then someone said, it's bad enough you have to click through all the pics, but now every fourth or fifth slide doesn't even pertain to the caption. Good grief. Then they talk about people who they didn't even list, like, where they came from, so there was no way to know what station they were on or anything like that. It is pretty crappily put together, but, yeah, we weren't on it.
Screw them. I honestly... That site is such a joke, man. It is just such a joke. It's embarrassing to me. And it really is.
Only Raheel was famous enough. Raheel and John and Lance. Of course, John and Lance are famous.
I had no problem with them being on there. And Raheel does TV, so fine. But people see him.
It's true.
They don't need to see his face because he's on TV.
It's true. Yeah. I think it's a big middle finger to you.
Yeah. Screw him.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people I haven't even heard of, and they put in here.
Well, they're putting weekend people on there. Really?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure there's an edict from somebody over there that they're not allowed to ever write about us because...
must be.
Yeah. You know,
they don't like us.
I think they don't like me, is what it is.
There is this chick, Cindy Bourbano, though.
Yeah.
That they put a picture... It doesn't tell you who she works for.
Of course it doesn't.
Which is Telemundo, I think. She's done a show. Soccer broadcast with Glenn sometimes.
Ooh, really?
Muy, muy bonita.
Sí. Yeah, I honestly, man. For one thing, the fact that you had to go through every one of those slides to find out we're not there.
No, someone sent me the slides and said, you're not listed. And I thought that would maybe be good fodder.
Mm. They want to make this personal?
I think so.
Do they really want to go to war with us?
I think so.
Hmm. Tyler, you're a made guy now.
Jerome comes on that on our station all the time on our show.
Yeah, he does.
Once a week he comes on our show.
So you're saying he could have corrected them in their mistake?
I don't know.
See, they're just kind of insignificant to me now, though. You know, they're kind of like what used to be the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl. It's just, you know, remember in Bronx Tale when the guy owes the main character $20 and Chaz Palminteri tells him, hey, for $20 you got him out of your life. That kid's never coming around you again.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they are to me. I want him out of my life.
They're never leaving your life.
So if I go to war with him, then I'm am taking assets that could be better used elsewhere to destroy them.
Crank it up.
Hmm.
I want you to burn that place. Actually, I was going to say burn the place down, but they tore it down. It's a parking
lot
now.
Yeah, it's a parking lot now. They didn't even give you the H.
Yeah.
See, I don't think they like either one of us because I would not give you the H. And I don't know what they're bitter about. All I ever did was win them a bunch of awards.
Well.
And improve the hell out of their product.
They're out on you now.
Yeah, I did leave them, but is this a bitter ex-wife thing, kind of?
Could be.
See, I don't even know the people running the place now. I don't know what it is that they would have against me.
Well.
Although your product sucks. Maybe you have that against me. Yeah, your website is a joke. But other than that.
Well, we can agree that this one sucked.
I would say this is an intentional slight, and I'm going to ponder this and decide whether or not we're going to war.
Okay.
And God help them if we do, because we will shock and awe their asses into the Stone Age.
Yeah. D says, what's this chronicle you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I honestly don't care too much about this stuff, but to do, 120 people and not put us on there? I think it's intentional. Tyler, what do you think? Intentional?
Sounds pretty intentional.
Did they put Glenn Davis on there?
No.
Okay, Glenn, also former Chronicle guy.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Also really handsome, so there's not really
much excuse. Yeah, I know. And he does all the Dynamo stuff. He's more famous than Raheel.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's on national ESPN sometimes.
Yeah, and World Cup coverage. All right, I'm going to meditate upon this, much like Yoda, and come up with a strategy.
Meditate, I will.
Strike dead, I will. All right, we're going to get out of here. Hope everybody had a great What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll be back to do it tomorrow.
Enjoy the Texas Bowl tonight, boys and girls.
Of course, that Raheel guy who made the list isn't going to be here tomorrow, but we will.
Yeah.
Hope everybody has an awesome one. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.